This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning, Rickies. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980 AM, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Your Junks team is three-headed this morning. Cakes, JP, Eric Bickle.
Good morning, Jason Bishop.
Jason Bishop is, I believe, on his way to Blacksburg or already there for his daughter's graduation. Get those Kleenex ready, because that big old softy is probably going to be crying when his daughter is walking.
He'll be a mess.
Walking the stage there in Blacksburg. So congratulations to him and his family.
I know next week I'll be up in Ithaca. I don't even know if I'm leaving after the show or before the show on Thursday. And then she has two graduations. I'm only going to one of them.
Right.
I'm only going to one of them.
I think that's fine. I think going to one is more than enough.
Yeah. I'm going to the one Friday, and then she has another one on Saturday. But I'm leaving. I might have to fly from there to Pittsburgh for a friggin' volleyball tournament. So I'm not even staying there for all the graduation festivities.
As far as I know, I've only gone to like the big ones at Maryland, like the ones in Xfinity.
Yeah.
Like the big boys.
Well, this is different because Meg is a double major. So she has one for one major, one for the other major.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't even know which freaking one I'm going to.
And actually, one of the Maryland graduations was in the stadium. When Wes Moore spoke, it was in the stadium.
At the old Bird Stadium, whatever?
Yeah.
Really?
At whatever it's called now, CQ Field.
Wow.
I think it's the latest iteration.
Right.
I haven't even checked where Dylan's graduation is. I believe it's at UMBC.
Yeah.
Coming up in a couple weeks.
For the high school joint? Yeah.
Yeah. He's so
nonplussed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my son is getting his master's. He's not even walking. I mean, it's your master's. So, you know, you don't care.
That seems kind of far away, UMBC, for your kids.
Seems kind of deep, right?
Yeah.
Seems like more of a Baltimore
That's a
thing.
Hall.
But I guess, you know, there aren't that many options.
You don't go to Cardinal Gibbons, does he?
Yeah, as you go, it's another Baltimore school. McDonough?
Yeah.
I mean,
Loyola?
Perry Hall?
Yeah.
We got a call last night, or my wife was getting these texts from Meg, who her and her girlfriends are all going to be living in the city. And, of course, they can't live in a dump like Steven. My son, who's living in a Chinatown rent-controlled family sort of inherited property for 100 years, right? Pays nothing to live in Chinatown.
And it probably looks that way.
It does, but when you get up in there, like, you got to walk by rats and everything. Mm-hmm. And you know. But for a guy like him, I mean, once you're up in the apartment, it's fine.
What's
it's
his portion of the rent every month?
Well, he lives by himself.
Ah,
you know
solo.
You know what it is?
I'd love to hear this New York rent.
$150.
How's that even possible?
It's rent controlled old Chinatown tenement housing.
That's amazing.
It's, for lack of a better phrase,
you can't even get a hotel room around here for $150 a night.
It's a dump.
Yeah.
But it's free. It's basically whatever.
It's
now, sometimes his AC bill is like $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? In the heart of summer. But it's nothing. But my daughter and her fancy friends, they have to live in Gramercy or wherever the hell it is.
Yeah, they got to be bougie.
I mean, it is so ridiculous. Yeah. I got a call last night that I got to have, got to prepay for everything. I got to have like a $10,000 check for the down payment. And
what?
I'm like, what? Like, do you understand that I'm going broke?
Right.
I mean, I just don't poop
there's,
out.
There's only right. so much money.
Yeah, right.
So you have to pay I guess that's first month's rent plus security deposit.
All that stuff.
Or 2 months rent in advance plus the security deposit.
All that stuff. And then like proof of employment and, when did I start working here?
Hold on, so did you have to co-sign for it?
Oh, yeah. But now the good news is, and that's fine. It's my daughter. I trust her.
Yeah, fine.
But the good news is, one of the families is like rich, rich. And I think that dad, he's just going to handle it.
Okay, good.
So it's going to because I'm like a peasant.
Yeah.
You're a pauper.
What do you mean handle it in terms of like?
I think he's just going to sign the whole thing. Like he's just signing for all of
it. Yeah, he doesn't care.
You know what I'm saying?
He's got a few money.
And he's just handling it.
Yeah.
It took a massive weight off my shoulders last night because D was like, yeah, I need you to get CK to sign some like letterhead. I said, letterhead? We don't have letterhead. There's no such thing anymore. That doesn't exist. We don't have letterhead. I don't know when I started.
It's impossible even to get your pay stubs.
Yeah. I don't even know what my salary is. I don't know anything. That's an impossible task. But I think that's been taken off my shoulders.
Good. Off your plate.
Thank God. But it's just, rite of passage. Your kids graduate. They go on. JP's daughter's living out in LA. You know, you got to help, grease the skids for a lot of this stuff.
Sure. Got to help whenever you can.
Then they get off and running, hopefully. And they never touch your bank account ever again. Let's hope.
Well, I can understand the major stressor in your life is, one, finances. And two, the fact that when you look at the Commander's schedule for 2025, the entire months of October and November, 0 1 p.m. kicks for Eric Bickle.
Unbelievable.
Not a single one.
It was like
nary a one.
Like eight straight games. Or just,
at the Chargers, 4:25. Chicago Bears, 8:15. That's Monday Night Football, I believe. Yeah, it has to be. It's on ABC, ESPN. At the Cowboys, 4:25. At the Chiefs, 8:15. Seahawks at home, 8:20. That's a Sunday night. Lions on November 9th, 4:25. At the Dolphins, 9:30 a.m. Set your alarm now, EB. Don't forget, bye week. Then they come off the bye week, host the Broncos, 8:20.
Well, it's been confirmed that we're the most desirable team in the league right now.
They're right up there with the Chiefs.
I think the Chiefs had two more primetime games.
The Chiefs have seven total.
Primetime?
Yes. Yeah, and then I believe the Commanders are tied with the litany of other teams that, the Cowboys.
Cowboys, Rams, Eagles, and Commanders all have a ton of primetime games.
I think the Rams have a lot of primetime games.
The way they were describing them is, like Ben Standing described them as standalone games, right? When you count those 4:30 games, so, the Fox number one team will have, their big game. I think he said they have like eight standalone games. I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of primetime games. That's what happens when you have a player in Jaden Daniels who in 2025, I saw Fanatics has his jersey as the number one seller.
Mm-hmm.
So we went through some of the stats yesterday. I guess that was for the season. But since January 1st, he's got the number one seller according to Fanatics.
Yeah.
And you've got a team that made it to the NFC Championship game with high hopes that added some exciting players like Deebo Samuel.
The schedule, it's not easy, for sure, but I can conjure up some wins when I look at it.
We'll do our first official schedule prediction at 8 a.m.,
yeah.
But I've done my initial run-through. I got a lot of dubs. Eventually, it looks like Mike Marr grabbed my paper and just wrote dubs.
A lot of wins out there, baby.
I mean, but we'll give our official schedule picks at 8 a.m.
I haven't tallied it up yet, but...
Oh, I've done some tallying.
Did anyone get sized for the Roller Coaster Tycoon video?
I thought it was pretty innovative. I liked it.
I didn't see it, actually.
That's fine. I don't think it was as good as... I guess every team does a bit. I don't think it was as good as some of the ones I saw from other teams, but it was fine.
Roller Coaster Tycoon. I don't even know the reference.
If you just go to the Commander's Twitter handle.
I'll find it.
No, you got to be like in your 30s to get sized for that.
Yeah.
It was a Roller Coaster Tycoon was a PC game
that
a bunch of millennials played where you build your own theme park and roller coasters and everything.
Yeah.
Every team was associated with the type of roller coaster they built at their theme park.
Yeah. Well, at least the Commanders didn't get their first video deleted like the Indianapolis Colts did, because right off the bat, I guess their first opponent is the Dolphins, and they had like a Coast Guard cutter arresting a Dolphin with the Tyreek Hill jersey, like pulling him over, and they had to delete it. You know, referencing his speeding arrest when I think that was right before the first game a season or two ago in Miami.
Did the Bills use Allen Iverson?
They did use Allen Iverson.
That one was a good little bit. It was like, we're going to use AI for our schedule release. Yeah. And then you see Allen Iverson.
I think McDermott asked Josh Allen what to do for their schedule release. And Josh told, just like every other kid says, just use AI.
Right.
And then he thought it was Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
One of the teams used that guy we talked about that had the weird routine that wakes up like at 3 in the morning.
That was the Jaguars.
Yeah.
The Jaguars did the routine guy with the Saratoga
water. I don't know
who
the routine guy is.
Yes, you do. About rubbing his face with
the
banana peel.
Okay,
yes.
I know.
Putting his face in a bucket full of ice.
Forgive me.
Yes. Was this well-received?
They did a ranking of all 32 teams' releases. I think theirs was like in the top 12 or 13.
Really? This is completely lost on me. I mean, I'm watching
it. You didn't build your own theme parks with your own roller coasters back in the day?
It's not meant for boomers.
Yeah, it's not a boomer thing.
Well, I don't think it's very effective. I mean, don't you want to be do a mass appeal video or no? The whole thing is just do something.
This
goofy.
Is mass appeal for people in Valdez's age.
I thought it was funny when they played the Eagles and then there was a gap in the roller coaster, because when you create a roller coaster, you can make a ramp and have a jump.
Frankie Louvu.
Yeah, and they had the Louvu audio of him jumping the pile against the Eagles as the roller coaster was jumping onto the track.
It was pretty well done.
It was kind of clever.
Yeah.
Definitely kind of clever.
Oh, it's over my head, man.
All right, we got a lot to get to on an open line Thursday. Joining us at 7 to break down the Commander's schedule, John Keim will be on the show. And we'll talk Caps hockey, because Game 5 is tonight at Capital One Arena. Tariq El-Bashir will join the show coming up at 9 o'clock. When we come back, we'll get into some audio from one of our friends and station mates, Grant Paulson. He's a little bit perturbed about one of the games that's upcoming on the Commander's schedule. We'll get into that next here on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Fan. Coming up at 6:45, we will do our PGA Championship pool draft. During the break, we had the accounting firm of Heavy Metal Chris pull the names out of the hat. And here's your draft order. Bish Bucks pick 7th. E. Bizzle, you pick 6th. I pick 5th. This is Matt Valdez picks 4th. JP has the 3rd pick. Anna from Annapolis has the number 2 pick. And Mike Marr pulls the coveted number 1 pick for the PGA Championship draft. It's coming up at 6:45.
All right.
So I mentioned heading into the break that one of our station mates and friends, Grant Paulson, had an issue with the fact that the Commanders are playing on a certain date. That date is December 25th, 2025. That is Christmas Day. They will be featured on Netflix taking on the Cowboys here at Northwest Stadium. I believe he went like on an hour-long tirade/rant. So we have some of that audio from Grant Paulson from yesterday here.
Do you like a home Christmas game on the schedule or not? I am a big, fat no.
Ooh, how about it?
This is what we call a holiday ruiner. I think this is going to be very simple. If you have kids, you will hate this. If you don't have kids, you might like it. We can go around the horn here in a minute, but just talking to Darius before the show, he's fired up. He's going to get his tickets. This is a marquee matchup. This is where he wants to be this year. If he goes to one home game, maybe it's Christmas Day against the Cowboys. That's a way to think. Here's what I know. Mm-hmm. And my kids wake me up super early. All the videos of them ripping open packages and presents.
That's pre-7 a.m.
It's dark outside. Yeah. It's 6:07 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
So whether it's a 1 o'clock or a 4 o'clock, it won't be the night game, but potentially in the future, I guess it could be. Doesn't really matter that much to me. But Christmas, that's for sitting around with family. That's for not being at a football stadium. It's nothing sacred. I mean, and I love watching the football. I'm so happy. I'm a hypocrite. I'm so happy there's 2, now 3 games every single Christmas. It's the best. It just shouldn't be my team. I am out on this.
Wow.
I do not want to be spending Christmases in Landover, Maryland, respectfully.
At Grant Russell over there. I love it.
It's just a bad bit.
He's coming at it from a different angle because Grant likes to go to the games.
Sure. He likes to attend the games.
In that sense, and those guys that go to the games, they don't just show up at 1. Like, Grant will be there by 10:30, 11 or something. So, I mean, it does kind of destroy his Christmas. So, I understand where he's coming from that sense. And I do think, I kind of do vibe with the is there nothing sacred, you know, kind of idea. That I do think Christmas is a day that is should be with family. Now, those of us that'll watch the game with our families.
I'll be watching the game with my family. But
it does take away a little bit from the holiday.
If you have season tickets, I think it could be definitely a dagger But I would think it's a possibility. If you had a son or daughter who's just kind of apathetic towards the Commanders because of the team's never been that great, and you kind of got it, you kind of got into it. Maybe Johnny come lately last season during the playoff push. I think it's an opportunity, a big opportunity, to win that fan back.
Sure.
Go with your mom, go with your dad, or sit around, watch it together. Family bonding over Jaden Daniels and the Commanders.
I mean, for my setup, it's perfect because we generally host like Christmas brunch for like 20. That's usually at like 9:30 or 10. And we wake up and do like presents beforehand. So that's usually done by 12:30, 12:45. That dovetails right into a 1 o'clock kick. Everybody goes down, chills in the basement, watches some Commanders Cowboys, and then we'll do Christmas dinner at like 4:30 at my in-laws.
Right.
It's actually Christmas perfection for Flakes.
If you're at home.
Yeah, yeah.
If you got to go to the game, or God forbid, you got to cover the game.
That is a big wrinkle. I will not be attending said game, but I will be watching it like millions of other Americans.
It can just change your traditions.
Yeah.
If you really want to go to the game, open your gifts on Christmas Eve. Some people do that anyway.
Yeah.
Open your gifts later, after the game.
It is kind of a nice day where generally you're with your family for most of the day, right? Because you're just kind of hanging out. I don't know. At least that's how it is in my family. It's just kind of hanging out.
It definitely puts pressure on the morning routine if you're going to the game and it's at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the future is going to hold with the tailgating, but most people like to go to a football game, tailgate, enjoy themselves, and make a day of it. It's just kind of wiping Christmas off the calendar.
So what do the listeners think? 800-636-1067. Are you tilted like Grant Paulson is about the Christmas Day game, 1 o'clock kick against the Cowboys? Or do you love the fact that the Commanders are getting the spotlight on them on Christmas Day?
What day is that?
In an island game.
Thursday.
Thursday, December 25.
So we're going to be watching them at 1 o'clock on a Thursday.
800-636-1067 is the number. And it is an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation, for your home, because it's where you live.
All right, I just put that up as our poll of the day as well. Again, you can call us at 800-636-1067. Are you happy that the Commanders are going to be playing on Christmas Day this year? Or does it tilt you?
I know where Mar's going to come down on this.
He's going to be pro. Mar, where
are
you on
this? As soon as I saw that news yesterday, I went right to Ticketmaster and started to scout the tickets.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to try to get boots on the ground for that game this year. Last year I went to 3. This will probably be one of the games that I'm targeting to go to.
Right. Now, who will you go? Will you go with family or just go with the boys?
No, I'll probably go with... I'd like to think I go with like my dad, my brother-in-law. Yeah, like make it a family thing.
Yeah.
But normally Christmas is super packed in the morning, so I'll have to punt on all that.
I'd recommend peppermint or candy cane Zins for this game. Be seasonal.
Are you still off the Zins?
Yeah, completely off the
Zins.
That's
impressive. I give you props on that.
There's no reason to go back, you know.
No. The only time I have done it since, you know, when Lent started to now is when I was boots on the ground at the Caps elimination game against the Canadians.
So you did break there.
I was
special occasions.
Special occasions. But since then,
well, I mean, Commanders on Christmas, that reeks of a special occasion last time I checked. But I'm not trying to make you do something you don't want to do.
Right.
All right. Our Junkies poll today is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can's only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And you have a simple choice. You like it, your pro Christmas Day game, or Tilt City, you don't like it. You can vote at Junks Radio. I would say I like it. There's always been Thanksgiving games.
Yeah.
And so there's always been that possibility of the Commanders playing on Thanksgiving. So to me, it's very similar. Thanksgiving and Christmas, to me, are both family days. Now, Christmas has the tradition of opening the gifts. If you've got kids, it's early. I think you can knock it out.
You can definitely knock it out.
Especially if you got young kids.
You definitely can.
I mean, with Isabella, we're trying to hold her off because she wants to open them like at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., and kids, it's like, come on.
Kids want it as early as they wake up.
My wife has our tradition of making, you know, the like cinnamon muffins, whatever she makes.
Right.
And it's like, you just chill a little bit. But if you want to get to tailgate, just knock it down by like 9 a.m.
Yeah.
No, you can, but it does kind of put a little bit of pressure on you. It puts a little... It's great.
Might be a cool tradition. Like, I actually thought about it. Kelsey will be home during Christmas. I thought about, like, maybe I should go get those tickets.
I just think it's easier just to watch it from home.
Definitely easier to watch it from home.
So from the vantage point of watching it from home, it's nice. It's fine. I'll enjoy it. But if I had to cover the game or, you know, if I had to go to the game, I don't know that I would love it.
Who's doing the pregame show that day?
That's a great question. I have no idea.
Probably like Linnell and Denton.
Heavy Metal Chris is pointing right at himself. He's going to be in the mix.
Chris, where do you stand on this? I have no idea where you would stand on something like this.
Again, because I will probably have to work that day. That and I got two small kids. That's awful for me. I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
Right.
Like I'm basically like, hey kids, daddy's got to work again on Christmas. Like that sucks, man. Yeah. Like I'm not excited about that, but.
Right, but you got to pay the bills. All right, let's pass some of these calls. 800-636-1067. Where do you stand on the Christmas Day game? It is an honor, I think. You're one of the featured games that day. Whole country will be watching. Let's go to Gus in Arlington. Gus, what do they have, three games on Christmas Day
now? Three games, triple header.
Gus, hey, pal. Yeah, what's up?
Hey, guys, I'm all for it. I know the Chiefs have been always wanting to stay on that Christmas game, like the Cowboys and Lions get the Thanksgiving game.
Uh-huh.
I think with Jaden Daniels and the new RFK, maybe this could be a yearly tradition for us. It really only affects, like, the people are going there, only, like, 30,000 people, really. You know, when you think of, like, thousands of kids going to the games don't really care. I mean, it's a really small percentage of the fan base who gets affected negatively by us having a Christmas game.
That's right. Fair.
I think, yeah, I definitely think if you go to the game or you have to cover the game, it's a big ask. You know, it's supposed to be a nice family holiday. And I mean, who wants to be driving around all over the place?
If I were Adam Silver, I would capitulate and I would not schedule games on Christmas. I would surrender. I would surrender to the NFL. And I understand he's got to put a brave face on. Oh, we've been playing games for 75 years on Christmas. You've officially lost Christmas to the NFL.
That would be cool, though.
At least most years, because... Will the NFL do Christmas games when the Christmas falls on a Monday or Tuesday?
They'll do it every single Christmas.
You know what happened?
This is the new tradition.
When COVID happened and the NFL was like flip-flopping games, and putting them here, putting them there.
Right.
They had like only 5 days rest. I think they figured out, hey, we can kind of just move the puzzle pieces around and we'll make it work.
We can schedule games on any day of the week.
Yeah,
the public's appetite for it is insatiable.
People will watch the teams. They may bitch, but they'll have to go out there and do it anyways.
Right.
It would be kind of cool to have like a standalone team on Christmas.
Right.
And then kind of like the Lions and the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. That would be kind of cool.
Sounds like the Chiefs want to be that team.
It's kind of very disruptive at first, but if you start building a tradition and know it's on Christmas every single year, it may take 5-10 years to get used to it, but it would be kind of cool.
All right, I saw a clip yesterday. You know, yesterday we were debating, are the Commanders the sexiest team? That just depends how you define it. But I did see Colin Cowherd had the most viewed teams.
Mm-hmm.
The most viewed teams in the NFL, and he was kind of trashing the fact that the Cowboys are still getting so many primetime games.
Mm-hmm.
He said most viewed team now is the Kansas City Chiefs. He was like, they're America's team. They were number one. I think the Eagles might have been number two. I can't remember who number three is. I think the Cowboys were still in the top
five.
Just
based on primetime games.
Total viewers.
And ratings from primetime games, et cetera.
Well, all games.
Yeah. Yeah.
National appeal.
All right, let's go to Rick in D.C. Rick, what's up? 800-636-1067.
How you doing?
Hey, Rick. Great. How are you, pal?
All right. The way I look at it is that it's good to have some games on for Christmas time. But on the other hand, I look at it, the NFL doesn't care about poor people no more. What about the poor man or the poor woman who can't afford Netflix or Prime Video and all these different cable stations and streaming places that now that you can watch games? All these subscriptions cost money.
Right.
And it's not fair.
Right.
It's not fair.
They're not in the business of fair. They're in the business of making as much money as possible.
So you don't have Netflix then, is that right, Rick?
No, I don't have Netflix. It's not that I look, I'm like this. Can I afford it? Can I spare it in my budget?
Yeah,
I probably can.
Right.
But I'm retired. But on the other hand, I look at it like it's not all about just about me. I think about the next poor person or the next person on Social Security who can't afford that.
Right. No, I think it's
that's an
important
good perspective
point
to take.
Well, for local folks, is there still not a local outlet?
When it's on Prime.
Hold on.
When it's on Prime, I believe one of like NBC will have it.
What about when it's on Netflix?
Netflix, I don't think there will be a local affiliate who's showing.
So you're
it
definitely
on
screwed.
Hey, Rick, here's my recommendation to you, and I'm not joking. Just get the free trial. There has to be some sort of free trial.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass, though. So.
But let's say they're on Netflix again next year.
Right.
You can't have another free trial, or you have to get someone in your house, I guess. Mm. To sign up for the
you
free trial.
You don't think you do a free trial every year?
I don't think so.
They're going to sniff that one out.
Rick, I think it's an important point. I'm glad you brought it up. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
The NFL doesn't care, though.
Yeah, the NFL.
They're just trying to make the most money possible. They're trying to be on as many TV outlets as possible. There was a chart yesterday. I don't know if it was Front Office Sports. I can't remember the source. But in 2025, or maybe it was 2024, 74 of the top 100 shows were NFL games.
By the way, the triple header on Christmas is a just certified, just grand slam. It's Commanders Dallas is your opener.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit goes to Minnesota in the middle of Christmas. And then the nightcap is Denver at Kansas City. Three really good games.
Detroit, Minnesota. So it's like it feels like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but I mean, those are the two good top teams in the NFC North.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't sleep on Green Bay.
Okay, Green Bay's fine, but if I had to rank the NFC North right now, Green Bay isn't in the top two.
I'll place a small wager with you. Green Bay has a better record than the Minnesota Vikings.
Ooh. Sure. A $2 bet. No, $5 bet.
$5 bet. Put it
I'm
in the book.
I'm betting on my man, JJM.
All right, let's go to McCarthy. Go to Vernon, calling from Texas. Hey, Vernon, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just want to give you guys a quick take on an out-of-towner.
Yeah.
And all the 9-1-PM. Like, I've been in Texas since I joined the Army in 2000. And now I'm doing SSR work here still in Texas. We don't get the local kicks. So I have to buy direct TV and things like that to see the game.
Right.
So now that these are national TV, I don't even know if I even need to. I'm going to keep it because I love YouTube. I've come to like YouTube, direct TV, you know.
Right.
Deal. But these absolutely want to get cut. And then my job, I always get off at 12, make it home to see maybe halftime, you know, if I'm lucky, you know, if I get out of there on time. Now, this is perfect for me. Like, I could be selfish and say that this is going to be great. I'm already off on Christmas, things like that. So I can just turn on the TV and see most of these games this year.
All right, thanks, Vernon. Your phone kind of stinks, but we appreciate you calling in from Texas, giving us an out-of-town perspective.
We've kind of veered off the whole Christmas topic, though.
Yeah.
And just people upset about the way that the NFL is now presenting games. We talked about this yesterday. Oh. Their games on Peacock. Their games on Netflix. Their games on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, but
NFL Network.
I mean, I am sympathetic to people that don't have all those.
Yeah.
And don't really necessarily, want to spend little dispensable income they have on it.
I mean, Netflix, it's...
What's it, like 30 bucks a month
now?
Yeah,
it's close to 30 bucks a month.
Yeah.
It's not cheap. To have Netflix.
Yeah. It's a pain in the ass.
Is Netflix really worth 30 bucks a month?
No, it's not. It's a bunch of garbage on there.
You know how many times?
Probably not.
On average, how many times a month I watch Netflix? Zero.
Well, then you should cancel it. Cancel it and then get it back for the free trial. I think my kids watch it.
I think they use our passwords or whatever. Okay. They watch
Somebody's watching it. This is
what Netflix does, and it's genius marketing, but they have basically two shows a year that go viral that everyone talks about at the water cooler.
Yeah.
So you feel like you miss out if you don't have Netflix, but everything other than those two, three shows is filler. It's all filler.
Yeah, I don't think it's great.
All right, let's have to reconsider.
Let's go.
After Christmas.
Matt, Halifax. Hey, Matt. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. How are you all?
Hey, doing
what's
great.
Up, Matt?
The game is at 1 o'clock on Christmas, isn't it?
Yes,
1 p.m.
Yes, sir.
Right. So do Christmas Eve, open the presents then, have a Christmas breakfast and then tell the family that the game is part of, if you're going to the game, or it's part of the family celebration.
Hmm.
You've got the presents opened already, and then do Christmas night, have dinner, have Christmas dinner. So
Christmas dinner,
or
by
you
the
could
fire
do Christmas tailgate dinner at the stadium. Just pack it all and just have it in the parking lot.
Right.
Hey,
tradition.
How many people are going to give their kids a Jaden Daniels jersey with tickets to the game that morning?
It's a great call. Mm. A lot, probably a lot.
Not
that's going to be
guy.
The that's going to be the go to
yeah,
gift.
Not you. I know.
Not me.
Not
that's
this
an
guy.
Expensive gift.
That is a pricey gift. Because trust me, I bought Jaden Daniels jerseys at the stadium last year, $50 a pop for the jersey,
right.
Not the jersey. Those jerseys had to be like $200.
No, a jersey is code for a t-shirt.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, we will do our PGA Championship draft. You can keep calling throughout the show at 800-636-1067 as we keep breaking down the Commanders' schedule. We will have our official schedule picks, wins and losses, the first run through. That's coming up at 8 here on the Junks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Talk more about the Commanders 2025 schedule that was officially released last night with John Keim. He'll join us coming up at 7 o'clock, and then we'll talk some Caps with Tarik El-Bashir at 9 o'clock. Caps in a do or die situation tonight against the Carolina Hurricanes. 7 p.m. puck drop from Capital One Arena. I believe Grant and Danny live from Cap One Arena leading up to game time.
They've made some lineup changes. I know we'll talk about it a little bit later.
Yep.
By the way, Verizon's proud to support the Capitals in their pursuit of the Stanley Cup. Visit a Verizon store in your Capitals gear, and you're going to receive an exclusive Capitals shirt. So get to your local Verizon store today and go Caps.
I mean, I should do that. There's a Verizon store 3 minutes from my house. I just wear a Cap sweater in there, and I get a cool exclusive T-shirt. I might do that today. Might have to swing by.
Pretty simple.
Sounds like a great idea. All right, we are about to do our PGA Championship draft. Listeners know how this works. We each draft two players, an American player and an international player. I always forget how the scoring works. I think it's as long as you have the winner.
As long as you have the winner. And if no one
take it down.
If no one picks the winner, the prize pool rolls over to the next major.
Carry over. Okay.
Yes. And now there, I do have some housekeeping.
All right.
So Jason is in, even though he's not here. And
correct.
So I go, what? Can you give me a list of your picks? Who do you want and everything?
Seems straightforward, yeah.
And then he told me to just take the highest ranked FedEx Cup player, international first, then American.
Okay, well.
So is he going by the FedEx Cup points? Because, like, he could, like, he's going to have Andrew Novak.
Okay.
You know what?
Well, he's picking seventh, so he's going to get a number either way.
Not a number.
I mean, he's going to get.
That's a great golfer. I would just go with the ranking.
Yeah, that's it's based off the current season.
Yes.
Like Andrew Novak's fifth.
You know what? I trust you to make that pick for him. You're way into the golf. You know exactly what he was vibing with. So that's your responsibility.
Okay.
I got to deal with my own issues at number 5. Who am I going to pick at 5?
I might make an executive decision.
And here are your principles that are involved. Bishbox picks 7.
All right.
EB picks 6th. I pick 5th. Golfer Cakes picks 5. Matt Valdez picks 4. JP has the 3rd overall pick. Anna from Annapolis, she picks 2nd. She always has either the 1st or 2nd pick. I don't know how it works. She's so lucky. But the luckiest was Mike Marr, who holds the number 1 overall pick. He's officially on the clock.
Charlotte, North Carolina has been battling some bad weather the last couple days. So this tournament is all about who can put the ball out there. Distance is a premium. No one does that better than Rory McIlroy. And I've never seen someone religiously dominate a course like Rory does at Quail Hollow. That being said, give me him with the 1st overall pick. And after he raises the cup on Sunday, they're going to rename it the Rory McIlroy Country Club.
Do you know what the trophy's called, Mar?
No idea.
Oh, I think I know. Is it the... I'm kind of the Wanamaker trophy.
Wanamaker.
Go. Golfer Cakes.
Cakes, do you know Mr. Wanamaker's first name?
Ted.
No, Rodman.
Rodman?
Yeah.
I was going to say Robbie for some reason.
Why is he famous? Can anybody tell?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know.
Okay, good.
I just know he has a silly trophy.
Yeah, he definitely has a nice trophy. All right, picking 2nd from Anne Arundel County, it's Anna.
Good morning, boys.
Hello, Anna. Good morning.
You strike again. You get a top pick. You've got to be excited.
Some of us are just born lucky. Yes.
Yeah. So, true.
Here's the thing. Quail Hollow is a very sentimental place for us because, you know, the golfer that I nannied for, Joey Sindelar, that was the last place where he won.
Oh,
he won
wow.
at Quail Hollow when it was the Wells Fargo, his last tournament on the tour. So
nice.
Oh, very good.
All right. So, obviously, if... Mike's got Rory. I'm all in with my boy Scotty.
All right, so Sheffy is off the board.
Shocker.
Yeah, big surprise.
You're in.
All right, hold on, Ann. We will get back to you shortly. Now, John Paul Flame has the next pick.
All right, apparently he's having a resurgent season. He's won this year, and he's won at this course. He won the PGA Championship in 2017 there. I'll take Justin Thomas.
All right, JT off the board. So we've got one international, two Americans in the first 3 picks.
I can't believe this pick fell in my lap. This guy is gaining 1.97 strokes from the tee. 5 inches of rain since May 1st. Distance is a premium.
Come on, don't take him. I could take him at 5. I know who you're taking.
I'm taking Bryson DeChambeau.
Of course you're taking Bryson. Of course you are. Because JP's
I think it's so I think fun to root for,
it's
too.
I think it's a two-horse race between him and Rory.
Mm. All right, you got Bryson.
All right, so Bryson off the board. I am now on the clock. I'm just going to go by the highest guy left on my betting board on FanDuel. I'll go with John Rahm. He's plus 1,800. So he's my guy. Rami. Rami Bear off the board.
And then is it your boy? Or is it JP?
You are up. Mr. Bickle. Yes. You are up.
I'll go with Oberg.
All right. Should be spelled with an O instead of an A, but yeah. That's weird. But what are you going to do?
Now Jason
with back-to-back picks.
Are you just going straight from the FanDuel order, or
he was odds? He was
right?
Told to go by the FedEx Cup standings.
I'm going to give him Seth Straka and Colin Morikawa.
All right, there we go. Back-to-back picks for Bish Bucks. So now it's back to EB. He has to pick an American.
Wow. All right, hold on. I don't know.
He's struggling.
No, I'm not struggling. I almost said it. I'll take Xander.
All right, Xander.
Defending
Shoffley.
Champ.
Yeah.
All right, I picked Rahm, so I have to pick an American here. Morikawa's off the board. I don't love this pick, but he's the highest on my board. I'll go with Patrick Cantlay. What a donation this is for me. I have Rahm and Cantlay. They have no shot at winning. All right, back to Matt Valdez. He took Bryson with the first pick. Now he must pick an international.
I'm torn between two. I'm going to go with Victor Hovland.
All right, Hovland off the board. Now we go back to JP. He took Justin Thomas with his first pick. He must go international this time.
So I'm going to go all Justins.
Okay.
I'll go with Justin Rose, who played well in the Masters, and he's got a major. So Justin Rose. All I've right. got two Justins.
All right.
Justin Rose off the board. Now back to Anna in Annapolis. She took Scottie Scheffler with her first pick. Now she must pick an international player here.
Write it down.
I just don't
know.
I mean, it's just, yeah.
It's a no-brainer. Who are you going to take?
Give me that Shane Lowry all day.
Shane Donger.
You love Shane Lowry.
Yep.
I love his wife Wendy, really.
Did you see
it's all about
Shane
the wife.
Donger?
Did you see the gift he gave Rory after winning the Masters?
No, I didn't.
I think he gave two $4,000 bottles of wine.
Ooh, oh, wow. That is pricey.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Very classy. All right, now we're going to wrap up the PGA draft with Mike Mari, held the first overall pick. He took Rory McIlroy, who wins at Quail Hollow all the time. Now he must pick an American golfer.
Everyone is saying those sellouts over at LIV Golf don't have what it takes to win a PGA major anymore. But there's one guy that's got a chip on his shoulder going into the round of golf today. That's three-time PGA champion Brooks Koepka. That's going to round out the draft.
All right. There we go. Conclude it, Mike.
All right, so here we go. Here are the teams. Mike Barr has Rory and Koepka. Anna in Annapolis has Scottie Scheffler and the Shane Donger, Shane Lowry. JP is going with all guys named Justin Thomas, and Justin Rose. Matt Valdez has Bryson DeChambeau and Victor Hovland. Cakes has Rahm and Cantlay. EB's got Oberg and Xander Schauffele, and Bish Bucks has Sepp Straka and Colin Morikawa. All right, we have our players to root for. Thank you, Anna.
Yeah, buddy.
Somehow Anna has another bomb squad. Yeah, she really does.
I know.
Boys, so we're going to be at the Knicks game 6 at the Garden tomorrow night. Let's go, Knicks.
The life that this one needs. Unbelievable.
My Mother's Day present. I was sweating it last night because I thought they'd close it out in Boston last night. But thank God they lost.
So hold on. You're a big Knicks fan?
Well, growing up, right? I grew up right outside Ithaca, EB. Huge Knicks fan. This has to be the year. My grandfather's 92 years old, and he loves the Knicks so much. So we're super pumped.
Let me guess. You have courtside seats.
Well, come on, Kicks. I could make a choice. I can put fuel in my boat this summer, or I could sit courtside at the Knicks. So, hey, no, we're not courtside. Hey,
first world problems.
Hey, you can rub legs with Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, you definitely can. Yeah. You get around the Kardashians
first. Oh, my God, Kylie. Yes.
Just to be
in the house is going to be amazing.
What town did you grow up?
So, Watkins Glen. So it's like right outside Ithaca, maybe like 15, 20 minutes.
They used to do a race there?
Race there. Of course they did.
Yes, NASCAR. It's the fanciest thing that comes out of there is NASCAR.
Wow. Yes. All right, very cool. All right, good luck, Anna. Have fun
at
the game.
All right, boys. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
Good luck.
I think I literally spent $40 on my wife's Mother's Day present, and she's got probably $1,000 seats to the Knicks game.
There's some sort of Knicks knockers boob joke in there somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to come up with it.
I couldn't think of it.
But you're trying.
I was trying.
I appreciate that effort. All right, when we come back, we'll get back into the Commanders schedule with John Keim, Commanders reporter for ESPN. He'll join us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.